This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that Solomon driving in his car is. Solomon, are you there?
This is actually Solomon's boss. He handed me a
Excuse me. So where's Solomon right now? Did he have to get to work?
Yep, exactly.
So your name is Joe?
Correct.
Hi, Boss Joe.
I love that Solomon's like, look, I'm trying to play Beat Migs, and Joe's probably like, you have a job to do. And he's like, here, can you do the game?
Yeah, get back to work.
All right. Well, Joe, pressure's on you. Steve, time for you to get out of here.
What do you guys do for work?
Construction.
Okay, right on. Nice. So Solomon needed to get the job done.
Yes. Well, now I'm relying on Joe to get the job done. For anyone playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. He can pass all he wants, but will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Joe?
Yep.
What bone protects the brain?
Skull.
That's correct. What sport is featured in the movie Space Jam?
Basketball.
Correct. What is the center of an atom called?
Nucleus.
Correct. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the contiguous United States occurred in which state?
Alaska.
No.
Minnesota.
No.
Chicago.
No. What was the first name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
Pass.
Ariel is a moon of which planet in our solar system?
Saturn, Jupiter.
No.
Mercury.
No. What famous gangster played a banjo in a prison band?
Al Capone.
Yes. What decade was Canada's maple leaf flag adopted?
The 20s, 30s, 40s.
No. What breed of dog was Lassie?
A golden retriever.
No.
Lab.
No.
Pass.
What color is the button at the top of the guitar neck in Guitar Hero?
Red.
No. Joe, you did just fine, though. You got 4 correct.
Okay. All right.
Hey, you know what? You were a stand-in at the last minute. It's a lot of pressure to be on.
Yep.
All right, Migs is back in the studio, but the question is, are you ready?
All right.
Now, I put a little pressure on myself because someone texted in there hoping to hear the full Beat Migs theme song, and I figure if I win, we'll play it.
That's a big if right now, Steve.
Oh, crap.
Are you ready?
All right.
What bone protects the brain?
The skull.
Correct. What sport is featured in the movie Space Jam?
That'd be basketball.
Correct. Shaq. What is the center of an atom called?
The nucleus.
Yes. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the contiguous United States occurred in which state?
Ooh, contiguous, so it's not Alaska. I'm going to go New York.
No.
Wisconsin.
No.
I don't know. crap Texas.
No. What was the first name of the middle Tanner daughter on Full House?
Stephanie.
Yes. Ariel is a moon of which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Tyron.
That's correct.
What
famous gangster played banjo in a prison band?
What famous gang? Al Capone?
Yes. In what decade was Canada's maple leaf flag adopted?
Decade. I'm going to go 30s.
No.
20s.
No.
10s?
No. What breed of dog was Lassie?
A collie.
Yes. What is the, or what color is the button at the top of the neck in Guitar Hero?
Is it green?
It is. Steve, with time to spare on the clock, you got 8 correct. And that is a victory, 8-4.
Let's go.
Good game, Steve. Good game.
Thank you, my man. And tell Solomon you better pick up the slack because I don't know. There's no good reason, but he just needs to.
Yes.
All right. So in honor of that texter. And shout out to the boys in Windowpane, Glenn Cannon on the vocals. Well, the good vocals.
You tried.
I did.
You gave it all of your sum.
Didn't turn out all that well.
No.
Big win.
Steve, just so you know, the coldest temperature ever recorded in the contiguous United States, it was negative 70 in Montana.
Montana.
And Canada, they did not adopt the maple leaf flag until the 60s. That kind of shocked me.
And it's like so iconic with them.
Very much.
What the hell
so.
Were they doing before the 60s? Mm.
You know what else is iconic? The new I Beat Migs shirt, which is available exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. This past weekend, we had a Memorial Day weekend barbecue, and Brad had this great idea. Let's extend the invitation to our new neighbors.
Which is smart. That way they don't complain about the excessive noise that's coming out of your house at all hours of the day and night.
It's a strategy, yeah. For sure. So she is from Ukraine. He is from Russia. And I sent them this text message saying, hey, would you like to come over and enjoy this barbecue?
Did you offer to watch Rocky IV, the movie that ended the Cold War?
No, I did not.
No, but she, that was your first mistake.
This is the text message that we got back. This is so unexpected and nice. This will be our first American barbecue. Thank you very much for the invitation. We would love to. What is customary to bring in such cases? Fireworks. She asked about snacks or drinks, maybe sweets or something else.
Okay, what'd you tell her to bring?
I said, you know, we're going to be doing burgers on the grill. If you want to bring a side, a sweet drink, any of that would be fine. Whatever you're comfortable with.
I respect that at least you said something. Because sure. I always hate when I'm like, hey, what should I bring? Nothing, just bring yourself. And I'm like, the one time I did that, I realized I was the only person that didn't bring anything other than myself.
Well, they show up and we find out first they're pescatarian.
Okay.
We are eating like beef. So I was like, oh no.
No fish?
We had one dish that was like a prawn dish that had some veggies in it. And so that was really good. That worked. We had some kebabs that were veggies only, but I was like, dang it. I didn't, language barrier. We did not communicate that they were pescatarians until they got there. But then she brought a dish.
That is on you for not asking if there's any dietary concerns.
No,
you would think they would, I would feel weird about being like, even like when we get invited to barbecues, I never say, hey, we're plant-based. I'm just like, we'll just eat the watermelon slices if worse comes to worse.
So she shows up and brought a dish, and it was, she made these little rolls. She's quite a great little baker. These rolls that you split in half, and they're like a crusty, kind of harder bread. You put on unsalted butter.
Huh?
Unsalted butter.
What's the point of butter if it's not salted?
Because then you're putting anchovies on top of it. And as you know, anchovies are like a very salty fish.
Yeah.
Now, I love a salty, like a tin fish or a pickled fish or any sort of fish. I love that.
Do you like anchovies?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I liked it. And my friend Jamie really enjoyed it. The guys were like totally not sold on it at all.
Did they at least try it?
Do you think Brad tried it? No.
No.
You think my meat and potatoes guy tried the anchovy
unsalted
roll?
Butter roll.
But I thought it was really fantastic to try something new that really agreed with my taste buds because I like salty foods.
So while you're telling, I went on ChatGPT to say, what is the traditional dish that you would have at a Russian barbecue? Because up until today, I never even thought about like such an American. I'm like, only Americans have barbecues. Well, wait, actually other people have barbecues as well.
Right?
And it's not just vodka.
What is it?
There's a thing called shashlik. It's marinated skewered meat, usually pork, lamb, or beef, and it's marinated in a mix of onions, vinegar, lemon juice, herbs, and spices, and cooked over a wood or charcoal fire. Sounds delicious. Also, they're big into chicken and fish on the grill.
Okay.
So maybe you should add some fish for your pescatarian Russian friends. Then there's a one called Olivier Salad. It's a Russian potato salad.
Mm.
So it's got potatoes, peas, pickles, carrots, eggs, and mayo, and also bologna.
Bologna?
Yeah, ham or bologna.
I was not expecting that.
No, no.
Huh. Well, they ended up really enjoying themselves. She wrote back the sweetest message about how, you know, they just loved the social aspect of getting to know us, and we used a lot of Google Translate throughout the day.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Back and forth Google Translate for a good chunk of it. His English is a little bit stronger than hers, so he would sometimes translate for her, but that Google Translate was amazing.
What a time we live in when you have technology like that. So you're just, that sounds stupid to ask, because but so you're just talking into your phone and then playing with what, that's crazy.
And going back and forth, and it was great, and we loved getting to know them. And I think for their first American barbecue, they were very impressed.
Are they going
to
come back over?
Absolutely.
Are you inviting them over? Okay, here's the question. So you're known for your yearly bash called...
Oh, yeah, the Camp Cash Summer Bash.
Right, where it's just like full on...
It's a festival.
It's a festival with bands, late night tents... Crazy, trippy, hippie stuff going on as well. Not everybody's fully sober. Are you going to invite them to that?
100%.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
They will be a great addition to that party.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and we're going to hook you up with Sasanta tickets. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Hook or Shook at 920.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
All week long, we are playing for tickets to Sasanta, which is Not only Primus, also Pussifer. And not only those two bands, but also A Perfect Circle. And it's happening at White River Amphitheater next Sunday, June 7th. Steve, say hello to our contestant. It is Kyle in Seattle. What's up, Kyle?
Morning, guys.
Well, normally we spin the wheel to see if you're playing with me or Migs.
We have no Danny today.
We have no Danny.
Or all week.
Yeah, so Kyle, you have no choice but to play with me. I hope that's all right with you, sir.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
All right, Kyle and T-Dog, let's see if we can win you some Santa tickets.
All right, Kyle, here is your clip.
Let us know if
I didn't hear any vocals early.
Yeah, you want to hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I can give you a hint.
I would appreciate a hint.
Okay, so the lead singer has the first name of a female.
Hmm.
Or more, I guess it's more common, a female name.
Yeah, it's 2025, Taryn.
And his live shows often include a guillotine, pythons.
Okay, I think I know the singer, Alice Cooper.
Yes. Then the song is like when you get very excited for the end of the year.
Oh, School's Out.
Yeah. Good job, Kyle.
I feel like this.
Awesome, yeah.
This might be like a Mandela effect. I feel like this song was played in so many of those like teen comedy movies from the 80s.
Absolutely.
When school's over, all of a sudden like a montage video of this song playing and everybody just getting all excited, throwing their books out the window and just running home because school's done.
The best anthem ever. All right, Kyle, we did one. Now we got to do the other one. Steve, let's hear my clip.
Okay. All right, let's see if Taryn will fail you or help you win these tickets.
Oh,
let me know if you need to hear it again.
I definitely need to hear it again. Okay, I know that it's one of the bands that we're playing for tickets for?
That's not Primus.
No, it's not. I think it is it.
It's Perfect Circle, probably.
Or is it the other one?
Well, let's pretend that he said it in the form of a hint.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the hint. I think it's A Perfect Circle. Is it the name of a female? Judith?
Congratulations there, Kyle. You just won tickets to see A Perfect Circle. Primus. Who else?
Pussifer.
Pussifer, another Maynard James Keenan band.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's one that I'm very looking forward to. Because Primus is like, that's my second favorite band.
Yeah, it's Rush, then Primus, and then Chumbawamba.
And then nothing else matters.
And then Weird Al. I told you the story of when A Perfect Circle came to the radio station. Not our station, but our sister station. This is when the first album came out. And it's unheard of at the time that Maynard James Keenan would do an interview at all, especially for Tool.
Sure.
But he decided to do interviews for the first record, and they were kind of play it, I think maybe at Paramount or somewhere, and it was Billy Howard, the guitarist, Maynard James Keenan, in studio at 107.7 The End. At the time, my buddy Dick Rossetti was the DJ, but I was around. So it was so awesome to see them in studio. He did a great job with the interview, but the first part of the interview was a struggle.
Oh.
And it was a struggle because if you've ever watched a Maynard James Keenan interview or heard an interview, he doesn't make it easy for anybody.
No.
And it was exactly that. And then they go to a commercial or a song, and Billy Howardell, like, almost threw his headphones down. He was so frustrated with Maynard. And he goes, you got to get... Like, he basically started lecturing him and telling him, you got to get better at this, man. We're trying to sell this band and sell this record and get people to come see our show. And you're just doing... And you're just making this really hard for the interviewer. And I was like... What a cool moment to witness and experience. Like, here's a guy that's like, you know, realized that this is his baby, and Maynard is not necessarily ruining it, but he's not making it any easier.
It's Maynard being Maynard.
100%.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, go ahead and give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Beastie Boys. All morning, we have received some great texts and calls from you, but we have not had a chance to chat with everyone yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give us a call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Now, Steve, you might recall, yes, we've been chatting with our friend Juan off and on
yes,
over the last week or so, because Juan, you're taking your family on a trip to Egypt. What's the latest on your travel plans?
Oh, yes, sir. When I sat down with the travel lady, man, it is well worth the $12,000.
Oh, to have a travel agent for you?
Yeah, it's 13 days because this is what's going to kill me. It's a 16-hour flight.
Ooh.
Dude, I get antsy after 5 hours.
I know. We fly to Tucson and 3 hours just kills me. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, everything's settled. I mean, on the Nile River, it's a boat, a cruise ship.
Okay.
Not really big, but yeah, everything's controlled. And food, drinks, and all the museums are all included in this price.
Nice.
Dude, that's actually a really good deal then.
And Juan, I have a question for you. So I've never been to Egypt any time of year, but the time of year that you're going, what's the weather going to be like? What's the temperature going to be?
That's one thing I told my family. There ain't nobody getting me out of the PNW during the summer.
No.
It's the best.
Not one bit. I'm from Tucson, so no. If my mom and dad die between May and October, they better put them on ice. Because I'll see them, you know.
Juan,
we're going in November, and the lady said it's perfect weather. Not too many people go because everybody goes during the summer.
Sure.
So we'll have a lot of stuff, to ourselves.
Yeah, I never thought about celebrating Thanksgiving in Egypt, but here we are. Oddly enough, I went online just to see, what are some strange things you could do in Egypt while you're there. And one of the things they recommend, I don't know if they're just messing with me, but it says eat stuffed pigeon. Apparently, that's a delicacy in Egypt. Would you be willing to try stuffed pigeon while you're there?
That's one thing I will. I'm going to go try their food.
Yeah. And they say it's not like our street birds, but it's actually like a bird stuffed with rice, liver, and spices. So they prepare it, right?
Yeah, I saw that in Bizarre Foods, I think it was.
Was that Andrew Zimmerman?
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
I love it. Quick aside, Andrew Zimmerman rules because, he's known for eating weird foods. And, that show, I can't watch it. It's just too much for me. But he recently came out and said, Diddy's crazy for putting applesauce on a hamburger. And I was like, the guy who eats bizarre foods is crapping all over Diddy being now, the word came out that he likes to have applesauce on his burgers, which is kind of odd.
I'm not going to knock it till I try it, Steve.
And tomorrow morning, we're going to try it.
We are going to try it.
We're going to bring a burger in and applesauce at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to try the, I don't want to call it the Diddy because he's a piece of,
what-ski. Yep, yep.
I guess it's just called the applesauce burger.
It could be the applesauce nightmare.
It could be, yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Get ready to tee off. It's the very first of its kind, the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, presented by Pinky's Plumbing.
That's right. Get stinky with Pinky.
Spots are all sold out, but we're going to be there broadcasting live. We'd love to see you on June 9th. Get all the info at KISW.com. A dude from Oregon, his name is Oliver Widger. He quit his job and decided to sail around the world with his cat, whose name is Phoenix. Also, his boat is named Phoenix. He named his boat after his cat.
I love that.
So he was diagnosed with this rare bone disorder recently, and so he decided to just cash in his 401k, get the sailboat, and travel the world. So I was obsessively following him getting closer and closer to land.
Right.
So when he was seeing Hawaii in the distance, this plane starts flying overhead, and he notices that the door is open on the plane, and all of a sudden this package flies out.
Okay, and they're just chucking a package at him.
Chucked a package at him, so he takes the boat over there, finds the package. This is Oliver discovering the package.
I've got a plane following me.
He's got his door open.
Oh, they dropped something. So it turns out that drop was from Elf Cosmetics. So they're the ones who sent me the Pringles. I didn't really know it was actually from Elf. They dropped off all this stuff. Some cosmetics, face cream, and sunscreen.
So I am pretty burnt. So I appreciate that, you guys.
I do love this because at first I'm like, okay, Elf, like, what does this dude need? Like, you know, facial creams and things like that. I didn't think about the sunscreen part, but then I also love that they dropped off food like Pringles and things like that. I'm like, okay, get your you know, your free plug, but also you're doing something pretty awesome.
I think they even threw in a Jimmy John's sandwich, so he had not had like fresh food and fresh vegetables in weeks.
They drop off a porta potty as well. You don't know how that's going to affect you.
That's a really good point. All he'd been eating was like mac and cheese and like astronaut food.
So you've been obsessively watching this for weeks. I feel like every other day you're talking about this guy, like while we're just BSing after the show or before the show, you're like, hey, that dude from Oregon is now here. He's now there. Give us a little bit of a recap of what you've experienced since watching this.
Well, I burst into tears watching the last little bit of his voyage because he had like a Coast Guard escort bringing him in and there were people waiting for him at the dock.
Damn.
And this big meet and greet. And I mean, it was just overwhelming to watch that journey. Also, there was one video he posted where he was just blasting Alice in Chains.
Okay, so he's a rocker.
He's one of us, Steve. Yeah. He's one of us. And it was just, he's still posting. He's still in Waikiki, I believe. So you can, it's Sailing with Phoenix on Instagram. Very easy to follow and easy to find.
How many people are following him?
Like 1.7 million people.
Wow.
And it's a great follow. Very cool dude.
That's what a story too. Like here's a guy who's just dealing with some crap. He's like, you know what? Screw it. Might as well just make the best out of my life while I have it.
Load up your cat and sail the world.
And get some Pringles.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, there's a man who went missing in the woods only to join the search and rescue team that was looking for him. So what happened? We're going to break it all down for you during the Daily Migs download after Smashing Pumpkin.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Thanks to a texter just alerted this to us because, well, Taryn, I hate to break the bad news to you, but it looks like you're going to be staying here at work a little bit longer than you probably want to because traffic completely sucks going north right now.
Awesome.
All northbound I-5 lanes are blocked over by Northgate Way because there was a collision. The three left lanes of southbound I-5 have been blocked as well. There's emergency responders that are on the scene. So I have no idea how long that's going to take and if there's been any recent updates, but that was as of like 5 minutes ago, according to the Washington State Department of Transportation.
God, I hope nobody was seriously injured. That sounds like a mess.
Yeah. This happened in Turkey, and this could be the story of the year. Following a night of drinking with some friends, a guy from Turkey went missing in the woods. So, of course, people started panicking, like, where the hell is this guy, including his wife? They're trying to find this guy. He's 50 years old, and he's missing. Again, night out of drinking. So unknowingly, this guy eventually comes through. He stumbles out of the woods and he notices that there's a search party looking for somebody. So he's like, I'll help you guys out. Who are we looking for? So he's walking around with the search party. Eventually, somebody yelled the name and he realized, oh, wait, that's my name. I'm here. Turns out this drunk idiot helped the search party trying to find himself.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. So maybe in a little trouble with his wife's key because he went missing for a little while, but luckily, he's going to be okay.
Oh, boy. Two Pacific Northwest contestants are still in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. It's Navtaj Singh of Washington and Andrew Ford of Idaho. The words that these guys have spelled, by the way. One was Novu.
Okay, let me see. Look, N-O-V-E-A-U.
You got it. Okay,
boom.
One more.
I am so smart.
Svarabhakti.
Oh, Svarabhakti is S-V-A-R... B, A.
You missed some.
S V A R Bhakti.
Yes, there you go. Okay. Nailed it. There was also a contestant from Spokane Valley that ended up being eliminated, Gabriel. But quarterfinals begin today, so let's go Northwest.
So if they win today, they're in the finals tomorrow.
Yeah, this is very exciting.
Let's go.
Bring it home to Washington.
Navtaj Singh?
Yes.
Yeah, who cares about the Idaho person? Yes. Okay, so Wallet Hub just ranked the top 10 most affordable cities to buy a home. Shockingly, Seattle or any cities in Washington did not make the top 10. But I thought it'd be interesting to kind of run down the cities and see if you'd be willing to live there.
Okay.
Are you ready? First one, the most affordable, Flint, Michigan.
No, thank you.
No, not for all the money in the world.
No.
You can live comfortably.
I don't want to be far away from my family.
What about Detroit?
No.
No, I live in a Motor City. Go to Detroit Red Wings games, Tigers.
Maybe.
All right, how about Pittsburgh? Get to see DK Metcalf play football.
I mean, sure. I could. I think Pittsburgh could be fun.
I actually have heard, I have some friends that are from Pittsburgh, and they have nothing but great things to say. It's apparently a very cool spot to live in.
All right, put it on the list.
All right, what about, surprise, Arizona?
Oh, that's, a lot of people are flocking to that area right now.
I say anywhere in Arizona is
fine. It's too hot in the summer, though, so you'd have to have a place up here. So now you have two homes, two mortgages. It's too expensive.
There's also Yuma, Arizona as well. Why not, right? Memphis, Tennessee.
Depends on the neighborhood, but I would live in Memphis.
I'd say I'd live there just because I've heard of it.
I loved Memphis. I loved it. But the dangerous parts of Memphis are very dangerous.
Oh, as far, I thought you were talking about like expense, like the food is too good that it's dangerous to be
there's
there.
There's just
but
some really rough neighborhoods.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Fort Wayne, Indiana?
No.
Augusta, Georgia?
Sure.
I've been to Georgia. I like Atlanta. They have Six
Hot
Flags. And Indianapolis, Indiana.
No, I don't really want to be in the Midwest.
But you can root for the Colts.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee's there.
Oh, God.
Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be an awesome day. You don't want to leave Washington because today's going to be great. We're hitting a high of 80 degrees. Going to be a sunny day. And then back to crap tomorrow. But let's just enjoy today.
Yeah.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.